Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is 10 Road, when you're down. Listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
What's 10 Rogue? That is, a band. Now, how am I describing that? I mean, you've just heard it, so you can make your own decisions, but it's Belgian stroke South African sort of rock metal with a punk edge, I suppose.
Right.
Cracking song, though. It's from a new release of theirs. You can find out more about it by their website, Tony, which is
10rogue.com.
Simple as that. It's the numeric 10 and then Rogue, ROGUE.com. 10rogue.com. Find out more about them. We'll be playing something else from them in, I don't know, most likely a few weeks' time.
Okay.
Tony, have you have you got any good jokes?
No.
Neither, it would seem, has the global audience of Punky Radio.
Right.
In that, we haven't received a joke or poem from you in a while now. If you have a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title the email Comedy Suburbs. Do the same thing with a poem, but title the email Poetry Corner. However, I've had not one, but two items of correspondence that I would like to read out to you, Tony.
Okay, cool.
We have an occasional feature called something like, I don't know what they're singing, don't we? Mm. Which is when it's people mishearing lyrics, often with marvellous effects and who knows why, but anyway, that's it. So I've heard from Timo this week. If you have one, do the same thing. Email Paulie B at Punky Radio. Just title your email. I don't know what they're singing. This is what Timo nearly did. He titled his email, that's not what they're singing, but it's close enough. You know, that's the thing. You might misunderstand the title, let alone the lyrics.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. This is a very short one. It just says ABBA. It says, you are my dancing queen. Feel the heat from the tangerine. Right? Which is close enough. And Tony, have you ever felt the heat of a tangerine?
Well, I think we all have. Yeah. If we're honest with ourselves.
Have you ever felt the heat of my love, tangerine?
No.
Well, firm cuppage should help there, Tony. Maybe you'd like to knit round after the show. Yeah, and that's from Timo. Thank you very much, Timo. It's as simple as that, basically. If you mishear a lyric from any song, it helps if it's a well-known song. It doesn't have to be, but it helps if it is a well-known song. And I'm always greatly entertained. The thing is, from now on, anytime I hear the song Dancing Queen, I am now going to feel the heat from the tangerine.
Absolutely.
That's it, which is far, far better than feel the beat from the tambourine, which is what I think it is, isn't it?
I think that's what it is.
Or hear the beat, or I don't know, anyway. Feel the heat from the tangerine is marvellous. Love Tangerine would be a good name for a band, I think. Fruity and funky.
Nice.
Got something else here for you as well. So you might remember, was it last week or the week before when... we said about the idea for the top 50 ever Punky Radio tracks.
Yeah, like we're going to like a best of or something, like a box set. Yeah.
And we invited people to send in their favourites, and I can't remember. Did we say their top five?
Yes.
Send in their top five, and we'd make a list basically. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I had this one from Nez.
Okay.
Titled Best Five Punky Songs. It says, "Hi Paul. Just had to respond to your request for the best five punky songs. I'll say up front, Tony, this email is a double-edged sword."
Right.
Hi, Paul. "Just had to respond to your request for the best five punky songs, but not in a way you might expect. The reason I listen and you play is I have no memory and no desire to make decisions. That is why I enjoy your show and Radio 6 so much. You, on the other hand, appear to have a great memory, despite it all, and take great joy in choosing music for us. So no, I will not do your work for you, and I await your best 50 track from Punky. It's just as a one-off podcast, downloaded from the new Punky app I'm now waiting for. I bow to your most excellent music taste. P.S. Just heard Susie Sue doing Helter Skelter on Radio 6. Now there's a punk song. All the best, Nez." So what he's basically done there, he said, "I'm not your mother, get on with it yourself."
Right.
However, we do have more than one listener. I believe at one point we had as many as 8 in Bogota.
I think so, yes.
So it shouldn't be beyond the realms of possibility that the rest of you might actually tell us some of your favourite music. As this was just a throwaway idea that's been thrown back in my face, Tony.
It's charming, really.
Charming. I
guess there was a compliment somewhere in there, I'm sure.
There were plenty of compliments in there, but they were backhanded.
They really were.
Anyway, thank you very much for that. If you would like to get in touch with me about anything at all that you'd like us to read out on Punky Radio, email paulieb@punkyradio.com and the rest will take care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
I must say, I got an email through from a band called White Ape earlier today, who we played on the show several times before, saying that we've recorded what we think is our best song ever and we want you to play it. And I went, brilliant, get it to me before we start recording today. And they got it to me. It was technically before we started recording, but it was after I'd sent you the music.
Ah, right, okay.
So that will be on next week. So any White Ape fans out there, you will hear their latest song on the show next week.
Excellent.
Right. Next song tonight though, Tony, a band called, now I'm saying Jaya the Cat, it could be Jaya the Cat, I don't know. They're Boston based originally, now residing in Amsterdam, so I believe may have one or two Dutch members as well as American ones. Reggae ska punk band who do a number of different styles within that genre.
Right.
And they've got a new single out and it's rather good, and I thought we'd play it. So what do you think?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Great idea. What is Jay of the Cat's website?
jayofthecat.com.
jayofthecat-band.com/band.com. So Jay of the Cat, JAYATHECAT-band, BAND.com. And the reason I say band, BAND, is something that will reveal itself later on in the show. But right now, Tony, it's Paulie the Internet One, Tony One, and this is Sweet Euro Trash.
Sweet Euro Trash, you look wonderful tonight with your smudged eyeliner underneath the bathroom light. This night could go on forever or just end up in a fight. You know that we're the ones that never get it right. It was meth, the drone. These multivitamins won't wash away the sin, but at least it feels like you're trying. And I've been putting bets, long show, place and win. Lost your keys, can't find your phone. That wasn't coke. It was methadone. Those voices in your head are wrong. Voices in your head are wrong. Those voices in your head are wrong. Voices in your head are wrong.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Oh, how many times you said that's okay over the last 12 years on the show?
At least four.
Yeah, I reckon it's probably a bit more than that. Well, I reckon it might be as many as nine a week.
Show 628, this one.
You are so accurate. Yes. That was Jay the Cat, Sweet Euro Trash. A great band, great song. But there was something I was going to say then, and I've completely forgotten what it was. It doesn't matter. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along and leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page. Do leave us a comment. Do get in touch. Not really a big fan of the messages. Comments are better, but
we prefer comments.
Yeah, messages may get lost or ignored. May do. So you're always better safe with a comment. We've had one this week.
Nice.
But from the usual, Jen, Glenn, Chris Hens have been in touch.
I think it's a bit critical to say the usual.
One of the usual lovely listeners.
One of the thanked.
One of the thanked, yes. One of the published. But is it Jen, is it Glenn? We don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
We don't know. They say,
I think it's normally the fella, to be honest. I'm not even sure she knows he's getting in touch with us.
I genuinely don't know. Don't know. Hey, P&T, they say. Rocking the box set. Can't wait for the Punky box set. Cheers fondly, Jen, Glenn, Glenn, Jen. They've attached a picture of the Manchester North of England box set, so they did buy that. well done, Jen Glenn. And yeah, they can't wait for the Punky box set. So they're not in the Nez camp, but they are also not providing us a list of the top five.
Yeah, but I'm starting to think we should be sponsored by Cherry Red. And they do have a history of sponsorship in that they do sponsor the... whose ground is it? It used to be Kingstonian's ground. It's where AFC Wimbledon play now, I think. It's now called the Cherry Red Stadium.
Oh, right, okay.
I think. So if they can sponsor a stadium, they can sponsor ours.
I think you're right.
I think so too. I'm going to get in touch and say, here, it's about time we got sponsored. I'd like a stadium, please. The Punky Stadium.
That'd be nice. But yeah, that's all we have, buddies. Thank you very much, Jen Glenn. Glenn Jen.
Yeah, thank you very much indeed. That's very kind of you. Glad that you like the box set. We didn't play as much of that one as we did of Action Time Vision. Mm. But we did play an amount of it, and it is a history of Manchester's indie scene from when was from about 1980 to the present, wasn't it, or something?
Certainly to the late 90s at the very least, but yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. So that concludes
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle. I think this is all a bit slick so far, isn't it?
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean, it'll change. I tell you for death, it's going to change in the next section. If you haven't been shocked by the show so far, you are about to be. Well, after the next two songs. And we're going to... I'm calling it Scandinavia. Am I? Yes, I am. No, we've got two in a row from Swedish bands now, Tone.
Right.
Stay tuned for Rottensen, one of our favourite pronounced bands.
Yes.
Pronounced. If I could say pronounced, it'd be even better.
Well, lovely.
If I could pronounce, it'd be fine. And we'll tell you all about them after you've heard them. First up, a band called Honeymoon Disease, Tony. Gothenburg. Well, again, it's sort of rock... punk or garage rock punk, really. I'm saying Gothenburg, the locals would call Gothenburg Göteborgia. Yeah, which I think sounds a lot better than Gothenburg's again. But anyway, Göteborgia. I've learned to say that quite well, I think. I've learned to say Göteborgia nearly as well as I've learned to say Rottensen.
Pretty good.
Thanks very much. Obviously, as discussed, the only Swedish I know is Jaha Schmink, which is I have makeup on. So I can't get a lot further than that. But anyway, Honeymoon Disease, Tony, great band. Well, I want to know, they've got a new single out, which is what we're about to play. Sorry, I should explain that. What's their website? What's Honeymoon Disease's website?
Honeymoondisease.se.
Honeymoondisease.com. Simpler than you thought, Tony. Poorly being set two, Tony one. This is the... now, it has been discussed that when rock bands bring out songs about likening women to cars, it's a bit obvious and a bit sexist and a bit old school rock and roll. But when it's the women singing about themselves as cars, kind of makes it all right, doesn't it?
That's fine.
Honeymoon Disease, four-stroke woman. Tear it up tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
cramp.
Listen to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Rottenson and a track called Poor Beast, Marginal Man. Rottenson described themselves basically as Swedish rat hole dwellers. Which rat hole on Facebook do they belong to, Tony?
Facebook.com/Rottenson?
It's as simple as that, yeah. And it hasn't got the funny A with the little O above it. That is hence it being Rottenson rather than Rattenson. But it is. But on the Facebook, it's the normal A. It's facebook.com/RATTANSON. And you can find out all about them there. And I recommend that you do. Absolutely brilliant band. While I just think of it, the track before that, Honeymoon Disease, is Four-Stroke Woman. God, I'd love a four-stroke woman, Tony.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, in the past, at best, I've been a three-stroke man. But, like, I just wish they could last a bit longer. Now, did you do anything last week?
Not a lot.
It's about time you did, Tone. This is the third week in a row that you're going to say nothing, is it?
We had a joiner in. We had a joiner in most of the week, and it all got a bit involved. So it was all kind of lots of... I went to IKEA at least three times last week.
Three times to IKEA? IKEA in Eastwood, Tony?
Yes, on the Giltbrook industrial estate.
Well,
yes, just off the A610. Great place.
Everyone aspires to be.
I did have a hot dog, and I also had some.
Did you have meatballs? You went with the hot dog, did you?
I went that many times. I had a hot dog and I had meatballs. Right. Did I have fish and chips? I had fish and chips. It was lovely.
Oh, did you? I take it you went on a Friday.
Well, no, I think I went Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
You had fish and chips. When did you have fish and chips?
I think that was Thursday.
Tony, you're so controversial.
Was it cheap on a Friday?
No. How can you not know that? Oh, man. You should go back in time and you should spend some time in Sunday school to know that fish on a Friday is a must in a Christian country, of which we are one. And anyway, everyone has chips on a Friday. That's how it goes. That's how it came about.
Is it a Jesus
thing?
You can
have fish and chips whatever day you like. But if you're only going to have it one day a week, make it Friday.
Sorry, Christ.
Yeah, I'm sure he won't mind. Yeah. Especially as he went to all that trouble to sort out all them people with all that little bit of fish.
Exactly.
That was probably on the Friday.
What was I thinking?
Anyway,
what did you get up to?
Oh, good God.
Oh.
So, I know that you had a pretty rock and roll time, Tony. Now, here's my boring few days. So, last week, I went to Edinburgh via Newcastle. That in itself sounds fine. However, what happened was a little bit different because I got on the M1 on Monday evening, and I got as far as just past Weatherby Services when the battery light came on my car. Then the ABS light came on my car. Then in driving rain, the windscreen wiper stopped. And then the brakes did something funny. And at that point, I thought, oh, my God, I've got a poltergeist. So I pulled over onto the hard shoulder, phoned up the AA. They said they'll get someone out in about half an hour. And actually, they did. Didn't take that long. Cool. The AA man shows up. He goes, just so you know, you appear to be driving without tax or MOT. I went, what?
Pardon?
Never mind about anything else. That came as quite a shock. I wasn't aware of it. I didn't know, of course. Anyway, I was taxed, but the MOT had expired and I hadn't realised. Right, but it was fine. Just so you know, I feel I have to publicly announce this now, but I pay my car tax by direct debit. And the AA haven't sorted out yet that this new system of paying by direct debit, when you get the reminder, they get the notification as well and all that. Whereas now you don't get the reminder because you just keep paying it.
Right, okay.
So they don't get the reminder, so it looks to them like your tax has expired when it hasn't, and it's a glitch in their system, as it turns out. Anyway, point is, I said, yeah, never mind that right now. I've got a poltergeist. He went, no, I think it's something to do with your alternator. And in my heart, I skipped a beat. I went, oh, God, it's cost me fortune. But it wasn't. The alternator belt had gone, right?
Right.
So at that point, I did think, well, I was driving without MOT, even when he fixed it. He managed to get me up to a Morrison's car park in Boroughbridge, right, where he left me there for an hour, where he went off to get the part, right, the belt, the alternator belt, comes back, fixes the belt. I say, thank you very much. Gives me a new battery as well, because my battery was leaking. So suddenly, 40 quid's become 120 quid, and I'm just filled up with petrol as well, and that's cost me more, because I've done it at Motorway Services. So a full tank of gas has cost me £67.80. Right, so basically, I'd spent 200 quid and not got to Newcastle yet, let alone Edinburgh. And this is going to be an expensive week. Right. He fixed it all, it's dark, and I sort of drove off. And when I drove off, I realised that my front headlight was out, right, which probably happened when he was fixing it. So I had to drive all the way around the car park, come back to him. He was having a sandwich and said, excuse me, mate, you can't fix my car, can you? He burst out laughing, said, what's up now? I said, the front light bulb's gone. So I thought, the one thing I don't want to do is drive a car without an MOT with the front light out at night. You know, he's asking for trouble. So anyway, he fixed it. I managed to get it to Newcastle, to my mate Graham's, where I then left it for 2 days while I went up to Newcastle. Graham very kindly said that he'd get his mate Doug to fix it all and MOT it and sort it out. And I met Doug the next morning and went, Doug, whatever it takes, just sort it out. I'm sorry, I didn't mean any of this. Doug went, nay bother, or in language like that, right?
Okay.
Went up to Edinburgh, had a number of very successful meetings up there, and then the next day, on the Wednesday night after the meetings had gone well, I went up to see my friend Jill in the mysterious village of Milnathort, Tony.
Right.
I've never heard of Milnathort either. Sounds like it should be in Game of Thrones, not in Scotland. Anyway, it's there. And she has a dog, Tony.
Right, okay.
And she described her dog as quite small but lively.
Right.
I got into her house, and for the next 17 hours, I was sexually assaulted by the dog. The dog is a Staffordshire Bull Terrier Pointer mix, which makes it strong, excitable, vicious, and frighteningly accurate when targeting.
Right.
There's also a girl. So I was sexually assaulted by a female dog that had a phantom penis, because it's been neutered, and that's confused the dog. The dog also... it was a rescue dog and has been turned down by three owners for being so out of control. She decided to take it on. It remains out of control. The dog is out of control, Tony. She said, well, yes, but the thing is, it's got the strength and the strength of the Staffordshire Bull Terrier, and it's also got the enthusiasm of the Pointer. I said, yes, and it has the sexual appetite of the Yorkshire Ripper. It was an absolute nightmare, Tony. Every time I walked in, it jumped up on me and started sexually assaulting me. And when it had finished, it sat down. I sat down. When I sat down, the dog went, aha, a new position. So he sexually assaulted me in my face. Then, because it had gone around the back to start with. Then, when I tried to throw it off and it went off again, I turned around to face her and it jumped up, went, brilliant, new position, and sexually assaulted my shoulder. This went on for the next 17 hours, Tony. There was let up when the dog fell asleep.
Right.
And for a minute, it was fine. I was not sexually assaulted by the dog. However, the dog sleeps with one eye open. I don't know how it does this. It sleeps with one eye open, and that eye is trained on its prey, the prey being me, which meant I could not move. If I moved, the dog jumped up and sexually assaulted me. These were not nice assaults, Tony.
No.
I'm traumatised. No one should have to go through what I went through. When I finally went to bed, the dog had the nerve to follow me into the bedroom, lay down next to me and spoon me. It might as well have been stroking my hair saying, this is our secret, you don't need to tell anyone about it.
Oh, dog.
It was the most horrific 17 hours of my life. And I've had some. I've had some bad hours, Tony. But this was the worst. When I went to the bus stop in Milmerthorpe to get the bus back to Edinburgh the next day, right, at the bus stop, there's a sign that just says healing centre. They clearly know other people have caught the bus to Milmerthorpe and been as traumatised as I have. There is a healing centre for people who've been sexually assaulted by Jill's dog.
Wow.
The dog is called Rosie.
Oh, quite pleasant.
It might as well be called Fred and Rosemary West Rosie. It might as well be called Everything Bad Rosie. I never want to see that dog again, Tony. It's 4 days since I came back, Tony.
Right.
The nightmares have not stopped. Anyway, I'm only just beginning. Because then, right, so then I get the train from Edinburgh back to Newcastle, go and get my car. The car miraculously only cost 120 quid. So the whole trip expenses was under 400. Amazing, I'm so happy. And then, for where I was in Wall's End, on the eastern side of Newcastle on the coast, I then decided to go back to Nottingham, where I now live, down the A19, which involved me going through the Tyne Tunnel, Tony. The Tyne Tunnel has a toll of £1.70. I got to the barrier, fished out my change, and had £1.69 in change.
Oh dear.
I had to leave the car at the barrier and walk through the traffic to a change machine. Get the change. Lorry drivers were honking, people were cussing, people in large vehicles were wondering what that man is doing, wandering through the traffic. I was going, can this ever be over? I treated that as being bad things happening in threes, that was a third. And eventually I got home.
Excellent.
And that is the story of my week last week. In the next section of the show, or later on in the show, I'll be telling you about what I'm doing this week.
Okay.
It will be less. It's not so much what I did last week as what was done to me. And by the way, if you're short of a twat this week, you're not now. I've got a dog in mind. Right.
Excellent.
Let's play something. And so that's why I played the Rottenson track. Poor beast, marginal man. No, marginal beast, poor man, it should have been called. Right. Let's do something from the vault, shall we?
Okay.
All right, Svetlana's, Tony. We only ever got two tracks from Svetlana's as a single release a couple of years ago, 2015. I love Svetlana as well. Brilliant punk band. Kicked out of Russia for being anti-government. And we played this track once before. Well, at least once before, maybe twice. But we are going to play it again now because it's so good. Especially during these times of global upheaval. I think it's only right that we should play a Russian protest punk band. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
What is Svetlana's website?
Svetlana'sband.com?
Svetlana's.su. We had this, didn't we? You worked it out.
Oh, Soviet Union.
Oh, well, yes, that is exactly what we worked out with.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Very straightforward. Yeah, the website is Svetlana's.su, which makes it... Oh, hang on. Now, where are we here? Is it...
I got Rottenson.
You got Rottenson. You didn't get Honeymoon Disease. So it was 2-2. That makes it 3-2 to me, doesn't it?
Yeah, that sounds
That's right.
Right.
Jesus, to me, I think. This is Siberia.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Svetlana's in Siberia, and you can find out more about Svetlana's via their website with an upcoming news about an upcoming tour.
Okay, cool.
Tony, have you got any gigs?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Geek Guide.
Oh, that dog.
Yes, thanks.
Back terrible memories for me.
Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK. All gigs received with thanks. Got one this week. It is in Nottingham, obviously, because that's where I am, and I had to look it up. It's at the Maze.
Oh, thank God for that. I thought you'd say the doghouse, Tony. I thought you're really trying to wind me up here.
No. So the Maze this Friday, the 29th, Anti Nowhere League's playing, along with Hung Like Hanratty, The Fuckwits, and Static Kill. It's pretty much quite a punky night, really.
I've never seen Anti Nowhere League, and I've never seen Hung Like Hanratty, and guess what? I'm off on Saturday, so I might go to that.
It's Friday night. Yeah, you could do it. Yeah.
Fancy coming?
Possibly.
All right.
Well, I don't think I've seen Anti Nowhere League. I mean, I nearly was in Hung Like Hanratty, as previously mentioned. And the other two bands, I'm sure we've played The Fuckwits before.
You'd hope so, wouldn't you?
You really would hope so. But yeah, it's £13 in advance or £15 on the door.
Right.
But it is Anti Nowhere League. So yeah, 29th, doors open at 7:30. I said The Maze on Mansfield Road in Nottingham.
That might be an option. I like the sound of that.
It's good. And yeah. The Maze, good venue.
It's a brilliant venue.
That's all I have, though.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. Oh, that dog. Right.
Yeah.
Well, Tang.
What's that?
We've got two more songs in a row now.
Oh.
Stay tuned for Nelson Can. I'll tell you all about them after we've heard them. But first up, a band we've played many times on Punky Radio before, but I don't think we've ever played this song. A band called The Cavemen, Tony. New Zealand garage punk at its finest. That possibly now relocated to London, but certainly have been in Europe relatively recently. Absolutely terrific three-piece. They rock, Tony. They rock.
Excellent.
And we might be playing them again in a few weeks' time when I have news about a garage punk festival right here in Nottingham.
Ah, okay, cool.
Yeah. What I'd like to know is, Tony, what is the Cavemen's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Cavemen NZ. NZ.
It is, or The Cavemen NZ, which does make it Tony 3 poorly being NZ 3, but I technically gave that away phonetically by saying, what is the Cavemen's Facebook page? Because it is facebook.com/ The Cavemen's.
Yes.
Cavemen NZ, Tony, please.
Yeah, I don't know why. NZ just comes out first.
I'm warning you now. If you mention the Z again in a website, you're losing a point.
Fish and chips on a Thursday.
I know.
Like, completely wrong.
You've got one strike left. And you're out. This is Death Row.
sonata and take some souls. Now my baby jerks off with a seven hanger. I'll see you again in Disneyland. Let's go, 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 go to death row. Wanna go, 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 go to death row. Let's go, 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 go to death row. Wanna go, 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 go to death row. Let's go, 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 go to death row. Wanna go, 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 go to death row. Let's go, 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 go to death row. Wanna go.
Angry Pirate.
Listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks, Dean. Such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Nelson Can and a track called Stonewall Frank. And they're all the way from Copenhagen, Tony.
Right.
And they are a very interesting all-girl garage band. Danish. Ooh. Loving it. We're getting a lot of countries in this week.
Excellent.
We are getting a lot of countries in this week.
Hmm.
We've done Belgium, South Africa, USA, Holland, Sweden, Russia, New Zealand, and now Denmark. This is unbelievable. Oh my God, Tony, I think we're on for a nine different country special here.
Excellent.
I just realised. Yeah, you can find out more about Nelson Can by going to their Facebook page, Tony, which is
facebook.com/NelsonCan.
facebook.com/NelsonCanBand.
Bollocks.
Paulie B Internet 4, Tony 2. You're really upset about that.
I nearly said
that. I hear it in your voice. Paul the Internet 4, Tony 3. Stonewall Frank, top track. Everybody wants a Stonewall Frank. Mm. Are you doing anything this week?
I don't think so. We've just had the joiner in, and it's been a very joinery week. So I've got end of the month, lots of work to finish before the end of the week. And that's probably what I'll be doing. Yes.
Yeah, I've got a load of promotional stuff to do for my gigs in Hertfordshire and Norway this evening, actually, and it'll be ongoing this week. And then on Friday night, as I say, might go see Anti-Nowhere League, and if I do, we'll report back.
Excellent.
Indeed. And that's about it. I mean, I know I had that long chat before, and I've got a feeling the last section might be quite long. So maybe we should just crack on.
Okay. Why not?
One country we haven't featured this week in any real way is England, Tony.
Right.
So it's now time to play a band called Hum. Hum is spelled HVMM, and Hum reliably inform us via their website. It's a long story as to why HVMM should be pronounced Hum.
Hmm.
We couldn't be Hum. Yeah, you're going Hum. Yeah, all right, Hum. All right, Hum. I like this. Anyway, you can find out more about them, Tony, via their website, which is
hum.co.uk.
We are hvmm.com. Poorly beat and the internet 5, Tony 3.
Right.
Mm. Mm. Beggars and thieves.
You know you'll end up sleeping beneath the ground with a creaking of the floor and a loud mouth. Oh, I heard them coming the moment that they stepped through the door. So I'm gonna kick them out into the field of rats and let them mingle the vermin and the senile cats. My knees are shaking from the noise they're making. I feel like I'm running from this undertaking. Beggars and thieves, we're gonna take them down. Take them down, take them down. Beggars and thieves are running through my house. They broke down the door and they're looking for more. So I'm gonna kick them out into the field of rats and let them mingle the vermin and the senile cats. So go grab the gun and do the red-eyed run and run for the door where they're looking for more. So go grab the gun and do the red-eyed run and run for the door where they're looking for more. My knees are shaking from the noise they're making. I feel like I'm running from this undertaking. Beggars and thieves, we're gonna take them down. Take them down, take them down. My knees are shaking from the noise they're making. I feel like I'm running from this undertaking. Beggars and thieves, we're gonna take them down. Take them down, take them down.
You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Our off-air chats remain brilliant. Have you got a twat for us?
No.
Right, well, tell us all about it, because I have.
Right. If you do have a twat for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. All twats received with thanks. Do send me your twats.
I've got one.
Have you?
I don't think we've ever twatted a dog before.
I'm not sure we have.
But this isn't even about me. This is something else that happened that night that I've just been reminded of. And I ain't never gone back to Milton thought, no more. Right. I had a right laugh going up there as well. I was so excited going up on the bus. We went past a place in Scotland called Dunfermline. Right. You might have heard of Dunfermline, Tony.
But yeah.
And as soon as I saw the sign, I started laughing. And imagine the situation where someone said, I've just been in a town in Fife. And they said, Dunfermline? I said, no, but I've done Wobbly Brenda, right? And then who knew what would go wrong after that? During the night, we ordered a takeaway meal. It was suggested that Jill paid for it herself, as I'd already paid enough.
Yes, right? True.
And we ordered Chinese takeaway, and she said, look, thing is, when there's a knock at the door, the dog is going to go mental. So what you have to do is you have to hold the dog while I go and get the food. Mate, the last thing I wanted to do was hold the dog. Right? I thought, right, revenge. So she said, hold the dog. So I held the dog, right? When the doorbell went, the dog went mental, started rearing off its hind legs and barking. She ran for the door, and as she opened it, I released the dog. I thought, it's not only me suffering tonight. The dog bolted to the door. As the door opened, the geezer, who's holding a bag of food, just reared back in horror. She grabbed the dog, shut the door, got the dog back, and said, you'll have to go and pay him. I thought, yeah, I thought that'd work out. So I walk out and say to the guy, mate, I'm as traumatised as you are. He went, that's not right. That dog's not right. Everyone, he said, I drew the short straw. As soon as the address came out, everyone, that's the one with the dog. And I had to go. Someone had to go. We couldn't actually not come round. I was terrified before I got there. I'd never been before. It's worse than people say. I went, I know.
Wow.
And he went, is it all right? I went, I've been sexually assaulted. And he went, oh, that's bad. I went, I don't think it's going to stop. I said, I don't think there's a way out. He went, I don't think there is. That'll be £18.60. So if it's all right, we're going to track the dog.
Okay.
All right. So shall I do it for once?
Yeah, you do it, yeah.
So, for sexually assaulting me over a 17-hour period and for traumatising an extremely innocent and very lovely delivery man, the dog Rosie from Milnathort, Perthshire,
is a twat.
I think that's the first time I've ever done it.
There's been a couple, but not many.
No, but I mean that I've formally done it like that properly.
Oh, right, okay.
It's normally here, isn't it? Anyway, if you got a track for us, please, please do it. I need other horror stories. I need other terrors. I'm still not sleeping well.
Mm.
All right. Last track this week, Tone.
Okay.
And you know what? We have completed the nine country offering. It's actually more than nine because we've taken out the US and Holland and Belgium and South Africa. So we've actually done 11 different countries.
Wow.
Nine bands. We've never done that before. I'm sure we've never done that before.
No.
The Spangled Mannequin Death Squad, Tony, all the way. They are a sort of punk, garage punk duo from Melbourne, Australia. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Mannequin Death Squad.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie B and Internet 5. It's a win for me this week, but you've done well, Tone. Let's hear it. This is Blue.
It's been a while since you came and you rocked up at my door. Don't know why I let you in. I started to ignore. Yeah, I started to ignore.
down by a canyon. Why don't check out?
That's about the size of it for this week. There's a couple of people that we haven't said hello to yet, Tony. We haven't mentioned the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Or indeed the Lilacs.
Hello, the Lilacs.
We'll make up for that next week when we'll talk about those two pubs in greater length. If you're listening for the first time, it's always like this. Tony, maybe you could mention the internet stations that carry this show.
Yep, we're on Podunk, which is Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
We might see one or two of you at the Antinoa Gig League in Nottingham on Friday. Who knows? We might be there. You might be there as well. In the meantime, just to let you know, I'm even off my food.
Oh, dear.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog. A poog.
But you go! But you go!